Hello and welcome to a very special show of 433 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is a program dedicated to new music and broadcasting today as part of CITR's 2014 Fun Drive, Friends Helping Friends Move. On today's show, I'm excited to bring you the newest and freshest sounds in Canada. We're going coast to coast with yet unreleased or recently released works by prominent Canadian composers and experimenters of sound. We're also going to be giving away a plethora of prizes, including CDs by Barbara Pentland, Owen Underhill, Christoph Penderecki, Dmitry Shostakovich, a DVD of Steve Reich, and two pairs of concert tickets to Sound Space Architecture and Sequitur, events presented by Vancouver New Music. So call in now to be the first to claim these fantastic, fantastic prizes at 604-822-8648. And now, to whet your appetite, here's a little bit of music courtesy of Philip Glass from Sesame Street. It's called Geometry of Circles, and it's four episodes stitched into one from 1979. Philip Glass, Sesame Street, Geometry of Circles. How's that? Philip Glass and the Geometry of Circles. Now we're back with 433, and this is our special fun drive show, helping our little station raise $35,000 to help us move into the new space of the Student Union building. And we're currently hovering around the $13,000 mark, so we still have a ways to go. But as part of our fundraising effort, 433 is hoping to raise $433 to get us a little bit closer to the goal. So you're probably asking yourself, why should I support community radio? Well, essentially because we support the community. As part of our fund drive, the community has also come together to give you, the new music aficionados and enthusiasts, incredible incentives to donate. We have prizes from the Canadian Music Center, from Sikora's Classical Records in Vancouver, and from Vancouver New Music. Let me just give you a brief summary of the prizes and hope that you will call 604-822-8648 to donate. So, as you may know, 433 is the name of a work by John Cage, predominantly a silent composition where the performer walks onto the stage and opens the keyboard or whatever instrument he's playing or she's playing and stays silent for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Now, as part of John Cage's silent composition, we're hoping that you will be part of the music of changes. If you donate $10.19, you can request to play any piece of music for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Or perhaps you will give in to indeterminacy and pledge $43. In that case, you can take home any two of the following CDs, courtesy of the Canadian Music Center. We have Barbara Pentland's Canadian Composers Portraits, which is actually 3 CDs. We have Jean Papineau Couture's Canadian Composer Portraits, Rivka Golani's Viola Nouveau, Harry Summers' A Midwinter Night's Dream, and David Palmer presenting the Canadian Organ Showcase. Plus, you will qualify to receive a Friends of CITR card to get discounts to over 40 businesses in Vancouver. That amount, again, is $43. To honor the name of the show, of course, 433. Now, if you want to sober and quiet the mind, thus rendering it susceptible to divine influences, this is a quote from John Cage, become the I Ching donor and donate $64 to receive any two of the following items, courtesy of Sikora's Classical Records at 432 West Hastings in Vancouver. They were very generous with the following prizes. Still Image, music by Owen Underhill, Beati Altenberg, cello portrait, Joseph Schwantener, performed by the North Texas Wind Symphony, Krzysztof Penderecki's Viola Concerto and Cello Concerto No. 2, Vivian Fung's Dreamscapes, Cinco Puntos Cardinales by Daniel Jenk, Zbigniew Pinsner's Silence, Night and Dreams. This composer was working with, oh, now the name is eludes me, the director of the trilogy, Blue, White, and Red. Shostakovich's Cello Concerto No. 1, performed by Johannes Moser, and Eric Satie's Gnosien and Gymnopédie, performed by Anne Kefelek. Plus, receive a Friends of CITR card and a CITR mug. That's for $64 donations. Any two of the above CDs. Finally, and this is a really special prize courtesy of Vancouver New Music, if you wish to be a happenings donor, donate $101.90 to CITR, and you can pick up one of the CDs I just mentioned, plus receive 2 concert tickets to one of the following events courtesy of Vancouver New Music. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Sound Space Architecture, happening on March 22nd at 8 p.m., or Sequitur, happening on April 12th at the Orpheum Annex. These tickets alone are valued at $70, so donating to support your community broadcaster, promoting the diverse alternative programming, I think is a fairly small price to pay, and well worth your while. So call in now at 604-822-8648, or 604-UBC-UNIT. We need your help. Now, I wanted to present an incredible piece of work as part of our special programming hour on CITR. This is courtesy of Jocelyn Morlock. This is a yet unreleased work. The CD release party will actually be happening tomorrow, so on this show we're getting a very privileged, very special preview. The CD is called Cobalt. What is cobalt? Cobalt is poisonous, magnetic, and radioactive. It is also a beautiful shade of blue, a double violin concerto, and the name of Jocelyn Morlock's new CD. Cobalt is being released through the Center Discs label and is Jocelyn's first CD of orchestral works. The piece I'm about to play for you is called Solace, played by the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Bramall Tovey. Jocelyn ran a very successful Indiegogo campaign to make Cobalt happen, which is inspiration for us and for 4033 to make this fundraising goal a reality. So without further ado, this is Jocelyn Morlock's yet unreleased orchestral work from the album Cobalt called Solace.
Thank you.
We're back. We're 433 with your host, Gregory Gann. You just heard Jocelyn Morlock's work called Solace from a yet unreleased CD called Cobalt. The CD release will be held at 8 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, March 4th, at the New Fox Cabaret at 2321 Main Street in Vancouver. So 433 is in the midst of our fund drive, attempting to raise $433 to help CITR move into a new space of the Student Union Building. We have excellent prizes, including concert tickets to Sound Space Architecture and Sequitur, presented by Vancouver New Music. We also have a DVD of music by Steve Reich, CDs by Zbigniew Priesner, Owen Underhill, Krzysztof Penderecki, as well as CITR swag like mugs, socks, and the CITR Friends card, which gives you significant discounts at over 40 businesses around Vancouver. All you have to do is call 604-822-8648 and donate. That even rhymes. Now, as part of preparing for this show, I've asked several composers to contribute some of the works that they have been, well, in the process of releasing or mastering, etc. And so we have another new release, now courtesy of an incredibly talented composer based in Victoria, Daniel Brandes. This work is called Intimations of Melody, and we will play an excerpt from the album Bespoken, plays Nick Storing and Daniel Brandes. This is courtesy of the Heavy Fog label. Weird Canada wrote about this piece, saying that Daniel Brandes' Intimations of Melody sheds away even more superfluous resonance, leaving only the most necessary notes to construct a delicately humming devotional giant. And this, referring to the record as a whole, the overall feel is akin to hearing a newly constructed instrument being played for the first time. Imagine it as very large, made out of petrified wood and with many steel strings to be bellowed and plucked. Now imagine that instrument being played by careful hands on a winter beach, and you start to get an idea of this beautiful bleakness. So, without further ado, once again, as part of 433's Fun Drive show, we will play Daniel Brandes' Intimations of Melody. An excerpt from the CD Bespoken plays Nick Storing and Daniel Brandes, available through the Heavy Fog label. Thank you. And welcome back to 433. This is a show dedicated to new music on CITR 101.9 FM as part of our special fun drive, helping to raise $35,000 for CITR. We've just heard Daniel Brandy's Intimations of Melody. And who do I have on the phone with me but Daniel Brandy's? Daniel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited that you called in the middle of your own work to, well, I guess, lend us your support emotionally and maybe physically. So, Daniel, I was wondering, what inspires you to create such fragile, austere sounds? What inspired this album?
Right. Well, in some way, I think that it's sort of like my mother tongue. I've always, since I very first started writing pieces in late high school, was just sort of drawn to very quiet and very sparse and kind of very vulnerable sounds. And even as a pianist taking lessons as a kid, I would always sort of love to play the instrument very softly, and I'd love to just sort of play quiet chords or even single tones with the pedal down and just listen to a sound decay. They just, for whatever reason, these sounds, very soft, delicate sounds, speak very deeply to me. There's a kind of deep resonance there for me. And interesting to me that you'd use the word austere, and even, say, a couple of years ago, that's a word that I would have used to describe my music, but more and more, it's a word that I kind of shy away from. When this record came out, Nick Storing and I did an interview with Matthew Woolman, and I described my music as austere, and after the interview, Nick said, "It's so interesting to me that you would describe your music as austere. I actually sense a deep warmth in your music," and that really struck a chord, and I think that Nick kind of perfectly articulated it. I see a sort of quietness and a fragileness and a vulnerability, but also a kind of deep and welcoming warmth.
Well, that's wonderful. I, you know, you mentioned also that you have a release coming up, and I would love to showcase part of it on air, perhaps next week. This is going to be Through the Window and the Wood. It's a self-release coming out on March 15th. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. It's this project has been the better part of 4 years in the making. It's a piece that I wrote for Andrea Young, who's an exceptional voice and live electronics artist, originally from BC, but been living and working and studying in Southern California at CalArts for the last few years. And it's a 2-hour and 40-minute piece for mostly just sort of subtly shifting white noise that was vocally generated. And then every once in a while, a very soft sign tone and a few sung words that are offered, and then after some more time, those words are sort of distantly echoed back. And if you hear it live, it echoes through a quad setup on the recording, just kind of stereo, left and right panning. And when we were thinking of how we would do a release for this piece, because it's so long, we had this idea. The text of the piece is taken from a poem by my brother called The Drunken Winds of Summer. My brother Benjamin's a poet who lives on, and songwriter who lives on Saturna Island. And so for this release, we put together a beautiful debut collection of 7 poems by my brother called 49th and Chester. And that book also comes with liner notes and a digital download code for the piece. And that'll be available, a straight digital download will be available for something like $7 on Bandcamp, danielbrandis.bandcamp.com, and there'll also be the book, a limited edition of 100 copies available.
That's wonderful. So on March 15th at 1 p.m., if I have this correct, at the Open Space Gallery in Victoria, Andrea Young will be giving the premiere performance of the full work. And this will be followed by an artist talk with Andrea, Benjamin, and Daniel. And copies of the book will also be available for purchase. Now, maybe I can ask you something that's a little bit more pertinent to our fun drive. So how does it feel to hear your own music on the radio, on CITR?
You know, it's a gift. It's really a gift. When you make experimental music, and not even just within the kind of art music scene, but even if you're doing experimental music of any kind, if you're a singer-songwriter or hip-hop artist or whatever, there are so kind of few places that give airspace to that kind of art that pushes boundaries in any way. And so it's just a treasure to get to tune in and hear. You know, I never thought I would turn on the radio and hear Jocelyn Morlock's music followed by my music on the radio. And that's just a wonderful thing that you do. And people should call in and donate and support this thing so it can keep going. So thank you very much, Gregory, for having the show.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your encouragement. And perhaps that'll give encouragement to our listeners as well to call in at 604-822-8648. To claim excellent prizes. They're actually wonderful, wonderful prizes. I would take home any one of those CDs, any DVD by Steve Reich, and go to any of the concerts for a donation of $43.64 or $101.90. In any case, Daniel, I wanted to thank you so much for contributing to this week's very special show and for gracing us on air with your wonderful words and presence.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. And while I'm thinking, Daniel, I also want to present our next work. So Daniel Brandes lives in Victoria, B.C., and now we're going to go to the opposite coast. We're going to go to St. John's, Newfoundland. We have an incredible piece of music yet unreleased, courtesy of Elling Lien. This is called Finnegan's Sleep, and it was recorded as part of St. John's Newfoundland's RPM Challenge 2014, where artists are tasked to record an entire album during the month of February. So what Elling did was he took the first few paragraphs from the first 10 chapters of Finnegan's Wake, printed them onto strips of paper, then punched out the vowels, including the letter Y, and ran the cards through a punch card music box player mounted on the wall in his bathroom. So this is a yet unreleased recording of Elling Lien's Finnegan's Wake, Finnegan's Sleep, pardon me, music box songs adapted from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. This piece is approximately 12 minutes long, and during those 12 minutes I would really encourage you to claim the excellent prizes that we have available to us through Sikora's Classical Music Records, through Vancouver New Music, and through the Canadian Music Center. This is, of course, 433's Fun Drive, where in the span of a week, we try to promote our station and fundraise $35,000 to help us move into a new space of the Student Union Building. We, of course, require your help because of the engineering costs associated with the move. All of the wires and cables and new setup is just not something that the university can provide for us. So we do rely on our donors, and we do provide as much support back to the donors as possible. So if you donate to CITR, you will get a Friends of the CITR card, a mug, socks, I mean, very cool prizes, as well as 433's show. So without further ado, this is Elling Lien's Finnegan's Sleep. Call 604-822-8648 to donate. Thank you. There you go. The door closes, and Finnegan is asleep. This was an incredibly experimental work by Elling Lien called Finnegan's Sleep. Music box songs adapted from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. So, I think this is a good time to thank all of the people that have donated to the show in the course of the hour. Contributed not only with their wallets, but with their creative energy. I want to thank Daniel Brandes. I want to thank Jocelyn Morlock for allowing us to play a yet unreleased CD. CD release is tomorrow at the Fox Cabaret. I want to thank Elling Lien and several generous donors. Mia called in to donate a generous amount to the show. Mia, if you're listening, call us back and we'll set you up with a couple of CDs of your choice. And I wanted to thank a very interesting person who goes by the name of Mike1/1C3+/DBA+/CD133+/CD26- /CD45- /CD31-, who has pledged to our third variation of prizes. We still have lots of prizes to give away. We have many CDs left. We have Barbara Pentland's Canadian Composer Portraits. We have Jean Pepino Couture's Canadian Composer's Portraits. Rivka Golani, Viola Nouveau, Harry Summers, A Midwinter Night's Dream, and Canadian Organ Music Showcase. This is the fourth variation of prizes, giving in to indeterminacy. If you donate $43 right now, you will also receive a Friends of CITR card and a big thank you from us. If you choose to become an I Ching donor and pledge $64, which is the number of figures occurring in the I Ching, to sober and quiet the mind, thus rendering it susceptible to divine influences, you will be able to claim any two of the following CDs. Still Image, music by Owen Underhill. Beatty Altenberg, cello portrait. Joseph Swantner, North Texas Wind Symphony performing. Christoph Penderecki, Viola Concerto and Cello Concerto No. 2. Vivian Fung, Dreamscapes. Cinco Puntos Cardinales, a dance work, music by Daniel Yenke. Zbigniew Priesner, Silence, Night, and Dreams. Johannes Moser, Shostakovich, Cello Concerto No. 1, Britain, and Cello Symphony. Anne Kefelek, Satigue, Nocienne, Gymnopédie, and other piano works. And a DVD of Steve Reich, Face to Face, a film by Eric Darman and Frank Mallet. Also receive a Friends of CITR card and a mug, courtesy of CITR. Finally, if you choose to become a Happenings donor and donate $101.9, we will give you a pair of tickets to either Sound Space Architecture or Sequitur. Sound Space Architecture happens on March 22nd at 8 p.m. at UBC, and Sequitur on April 12th at the Orpheum Annex. These tickets are worth $70, but you don't just get a pair of concert tickets. You also get to pick a CD, you get a mug from CITR, as well as a Friends of CITR card, and a big thank you from us. Not only that, but you also get Rad Sock Rad Socks, which is incredible. I mean, who gives socks away as prizes? I think socks are the best gift to receive in any case. In any case, this has been 433 with your host, Gregory Gann. And please do consider calling 604-822-8648. We still have a couple of minutes. If you are not yet convinced, you are free to download the podcast and listen to my spiel, as well as some of the excellent, excellent programming that we were able to offer you through our community radio station. Underneath me, you heard Colin McDonald from the album Circle of Wind, played four songs, Pak Alit, Flow Like Water, Prana, and Prison of Bone. Colin McDonald had once graced us as a guest on 433, and I hope to have him again soon at the station. This has been 433 with your host Gregory Gann. The number to call again, 604-822-8648. Thank you so much for listening.